All set? Okay. Yeah, mine is. Okay, I'd like to open up the meeting of the Cotuit Fire District's Board of Water Commissioners on Wednesday, May 16th, 2018. It's 6 o'clock. And present are all three of the water commissioners, including the water superintendent. Is anyone recording this today? No. Okay. So we're going to any public comment. Okay. I'm going to review the minutes. Got a present for you, Mark, here. Yeah. Okay. Set in the minutes here. Sure. Okay. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the meeting minutes from April 18th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That's for you.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have any warrants? Check written there.
Oh, yeah.
I completed. Go to water quality.
Good. You might remember from last month, we had a total pole form hit at Station 3. And all samples afterwards came back clear. I set that out to you guys then, but just so you know. So that didn't put us into any kind of violation for the month of April. We did get a total coliform hit in the raw water at Station 2 this month, which is the one that was cleaned. We went through the, to put it back online after they cleaned it, we went through the protocol, we tested it, ran it 20 minutes, had it tested again, everything came back clean. Then the first set of samples of raw water came back with total coliform, but didn't make it out into the town or anything like that. The treated line was clear, so there was no secondary testing needed, at all there. It was just a notice, note in the system. So we don't know if it was just a fluke thing because it had just been cleaned or not. We'll have to see next month how it looks. If it happens again, we might have to chlorinate the well again, something to that effect, to have them come back and re-chlorinate or something. But we think what happened, Brian had taken apart a sink down there when they took everything out to be cleaned, and when we put it back in, he put the sink back together, and he said, you know, breaking those fittings might even have done it, you know, just taking the sink out and putting it back in there might have even caused it, because the raw water tap is connected to the sink down there, sample tank.
So that's coming right out of the ground?
Yeah.
By raw water?
Yeah, it's coming out of the pipe right there beside you.
Right.
But it still has to run through the pipe to the sink to get there, so he seems to think that. He said, but, you know, everything got shooken up around there. You know, could be something in the pipe that didn't get all the way out. Could be something.
Yeah.
We had a lot of going down, cleaning stuff out because of lime scaling. That's been clogging up some of the lime feed pump and stuff like that just because of all the work that was done there. And the station itself vibrating enough from the surging and everything.
Yeah.
But we're getting back in line.
When will you retest this?
It won't be until next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not required based on.
Yeah. Other than that, everything's been okay. We had just the only other samples that were really taken. We have to take an SOC synthetic. Organic compounds at one of the stations. That's the one that's like $900.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to take some nitrates. I think it is a nitrate. One of the other at the other five stations. That'll be coming up either next week. It'll be done, or the following month. It has to be done this quarter.
Okay.
Those nitrogen compound tests happen at the other stations than the SOC station?
Yeah, all five stations will be the nitrates.
Okay. So it does all five.
We got a, with the SOCs, we got a waiver for the other stations. Only one of them that does it.
Which one?
I want to say it's four, but it's either four or three. It's one of the two of them.
So it's one up
that,
in the middle?
Yeah, that has water within a vicinity of it, around it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the one down at three is quite usually 10 feet of water around it. Down below is a little frog area, we'll say.
Right.
And now it's beyond the trees that are there. There's trees in the middle of it right now. There's so much water around.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. That's water quality.
All right. Then superintendent's report.
All right, this is the April report, read on May 16th, 2016. In April of 2017, we pumped 11,551,000. In April of 2018, we pumped 6,441,000. For a difference of 5,110,000 gallons, less than last year. We didn't flush this year. Last year we flushed We didn't flush it all in the month of April. Between taking the tank offline and draining it and having station one and two not running, I didn't want a chance shutting everything down, flushing it out, and having anything happening. It just wasn't worth it at the time. So we actually just started flushing a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, to get things going.
So these numbers are not trending the way we would hope them to trend?
No. They're, even if I look at this, this is less than we pumped last month.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird because it should be, you know, nicer weather. Mm-hmm. We should be. Now as the weather's getting a little different, people are turning on their sprinkler systems now. But last year they had turned them on early. People couldn't wait to get the sprinkler systems on last year. This year,
actually, it was 2 years ago. Last year was pretty cool.
Yeah, but it just seemed to me I can remember a lot more turn-ons earlier in the season,
yeah,
and everything. It just doesn't seem, everything's slow this year.
Yeah.
You know, with all the rain still. I mean, it hasn't been a week that we haven't had rain.
Right.
It's ridiculous. The water table right now.
And the weekend has been mixed.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna throw a curveball to that study.
Oh, it is.
It is,
but I'll explain. You know, it'll have little asterisks beside it and stuff like that.
Well, Jen, got the last 10-year average. As far as drafts, it's not in here in the thing that we requested at the last meeting, but the trend is down.
Yeah.
In terms of usage, but you go back a couple of years, and, you know, we were really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
We're breaking records for the amount of pumpage we had in months.
Yeah.
And days, individual days, too.
Yeah. But to the point where I had everything recalibrated again.
Yeah.
And checking just because we were pumping so much water, we were a little nervous. But
yeah. The treasurer liked it.
Of course. The income coming in.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you can look at it two different ways. You can think, oh, geez, we need to pump more. We want people to use more water. Or they're conserving more, and things are going pretty well. The water table's up. They don't have to water as much. You know, you got a population that's getting elderly. They might not care
Make
about watering as much, right? Including myself.
I don't take as many showers.
Right? Exactly. You know.
We know
it all adds up.
Oh, my.
The average, though, if you look at.
Yeah, I think I know she had made one for you. I didn't think we would put one in here. That's probably my fault. I should have had it.
That's right.
Yeah,
I didn't bring it down.
I can have her email it out to everybody if they want a copy of it.
Yeah.
Let me just make a note.
I made it. No, it's in the minutes.
Yeah.
But it's consistently down.
Pretty much up and down, like I said a couple of years ago, or the year that we had.
It used to be a 6-year trend,
I
swear. It used to be 6 years up, then it would go down, then 6 years back up, then it would go down. You know, it would just be it would weird.
How far back do you have?
Our pumpage?
Yeah.
There is probably a way to go back to 1936 if we had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know,
it would be relative to the population.
Correct. We'd have to do a lot.
There was no sprinkler systems back then and stuff like that.
Yeah, bleeder pipes shooting off into the woods everywhere.
Yeah, we used to, yeah. I can remember when the school had one. We used to have one down the school down at the end here. Yeah. We did have one brand new service put in town, believe it or not, down on Oxford Drive. There were no replacement services. We did have a leak on a weekend out on Wild Way in a 5-foot piece of copper. Seems to be a lot of leaks down that end of town. Seems to be the life expectancy, it seems, down on Newtown down there. They all seem to be leaking at one point. A little bit about the tower, a little bit of an update. They're hoping within a week to start cutting that road. And to go in there and cut the road out. We just had on Monday, Fran is going to be signing, or the Prudential Committee will be voting to give Verizon a 20x20 section over there in right away, so that they can put the pole up.
Okay.
They need an ROW for the poll. So I talked to Mark. He felt as though Fran, the Prudential Committee, should, because of the piece, of the land that says could you have a fire district on it, that they should have them vote on it in a meeting and have the chairman sign it. So it's all working out. They're kind of get things going kind of fast. We have executed the lease over there. So we're going to be start getting paid by them, and they're going to start getting paid by the
carriers.
Yeah, the carriers. So like I said, within 2 weeks, they plan on putting the road out. They've already talked to Comtrack, who has the cable out there. They're going to put a large box over where they're going to be going, and they're going to pull the cable all the way back and put it into the vault. And then when they put their stuff in, they're going to push everything back through with their stuff. Will leave a cable just for the fiber optic. They have no problem with that. Frank from Comtrack said that's fine, no problem at all. He can use the pole and go across. He's happy as ever. So all that will get going a little quicker and a little more as they get finished.
So the road work, they were going to use the existing road. They're going to widen it a little bit?
They're going to widen and stay to the left a little more.
Yeah.
Because they're going to take a slower on the curve there.
The radius of the road is slower.
Because of the big crane that they have to bring in there. So they are only putting in a 10-foot road, which the guy was kind of shocked that they are. He said, I would have had at least a 15 in there, he said, but they're getting away with the 10. And that's what they got out. So if you look at the stakes there, and that's the center line that's going down.
I was actually going to go out there and walk on it again, see what it looks like.
Get the sticks up there. Maybe you're twisting your knee. Keep your phone with you.
But try to keep that, any more cutting stuff down there to a minimum.
Yep.
The two temporary towers are going to stay in Berkeley.
Yeah, they have some, one of them has a osprey's nest on it, so they can't touch it till August. So even when they move stuff off of it, or it stays there for a while, that's actually the one who had to have his own, T-Mobile, that had that made the big stink and made everything last so long. He might be the last one to get onto the new tower that's going on over there. Because the nest is there, they can't go mess with it until August.
Right. They could shut everything down to it and put their new hardware up on the new tower.
Yeah. They just have to disconnect it, basically, and wait. West Street, they did the touch-up work that was left over the one-year stuff. We just released today the last of Visco's money. I still have to get a bill from the inspector that was there to be paid. I paid myself for an inspector to be there to make sure it was done right, because I wasn't funded there to make sure it was done right. So they came back to tank inspector and did all to make sure everything was at the right temperature, the right dryness, and everything else that we. We have started flushing, just to let you know that if anybody hears it, it's going really slow, even in the beginning here. We're starting out by following the flushing plan that Tater and Howard made, especially for the Roosevelt area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're following that to a T. The only problem that we have is we have to flush the Pituit Common area, and that we call it the presidential area, and none of them have a berm, and none of the drains can take any water. As soon as you stop blowing, they fill up, and we get a lake, and then it ends up going down somebody's driveway, then we end up losing stones, and we're sitting there raking stones for half a day. So it's going extremely slow in the beginning, but once we get out of there, we can start taking longer places where we can flush it into the woods if we can. Which we try to do to avoid these things from happening. But right now, because we have that plan and we're trying to do what we can in there, we're trying to follow it to a T. So that's our answer right now for in there. Lastly, just a little heads up around June 1st, the lien letters are going to start going up. Jen's probably going to ask everybody and everything we're going to get going on those. So that's my report.
Okay.
One quick question.
Sure.
What's the status of the shed?
You know, I thought that you might ask that. I have called and left messages. I have not got a response back. A message, I'm sorry. I have called, first time I didn't get an answer. Second time, I left a message that we would like for him to call us and give us a little more of a plan on when that's going out of there. But he's, we've seemed to have given him plenty of notice. So I will stay on him. I don't see anybody living there yet.
Should we have Mark who go send him a letter?
Actually, I was thinking about this, and I'm going to go, on a list of things to do tomorrow, I'm going to go into the building department and talk to the building commissioner, Brian Florence.
Okay.
To see what he suggests about the shed not being on on the right property, let alone the setback. If he has any, if there's any town ordinance or stuff like that, and if it can be enforced, which way is the best way to do it. So I want to follow that track first before we call the lawyer.
And then okay.
If there's something already in place, we might as well use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just figured, yeah. We've sent him notices. We've talked to him. He said he's going to take care of it. He's
going to move
it.
Right. No big deal. He said as soon as he got here, he would do it.
Now he's been here and gone.
Right. I haven't seen, and like I said, if I drive by and see a vehicle there, I'll swing in and just say, listen, you got to get moving, man.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't even look like you're making a plan. You're not even giving us any kind of, give us something here.
Yeah. No, he hasn't even cleaned up around that.
No.
There's still stuff leaning in.
No.
How about the north side of the property, posting, surveying?
I haven't sent out the letters yet. I was holding off because of everything that's going on right now. I figured I'd wait till the end of the month and send out the letters and let everybody know what's going on.
Okay.
And I'm glad you mentioned that too, because I didn't tell Green Seal that they had it, but I'll tell them now and say, listen, we don't want you to start till June.
Something to that effect. Yeah.
Till after I can get in touch with her, or we can send out the notice and everything. So I will get right on that too.
Okay.
So that's who you decided on, Green Seal.
Yeah, Green Seal is the lowest bidder.
Yeah. That concludes.
All right.
Good. Any more manganese issues or flags?
I haven't. There's been a couple rusty water complaints going on, or dirty water, since we started flushing. But they've been because of the flushing going on. The first time when we were flushing, we had two pumping stations running, and we were flushing out and thought that would be sufficient, and it was. But the problem was that we were pumping too much water, and it filled the tank and shut the tank pumps off while we were doing it. So all of a sudden, we were just pumping with nothing. We just dragging it down through the West Street tank, was feeding it. So we had the kettle hoe calling us at 3 o'clock in the afternoon going, hey, we got dirty water here. I'm supposed to open it in an hour. Can I make soup tonight or not? So we went back down. I figured out they would shut off, turned them back on, and by 4:30, they were all right. I gave the guy a call and talked to him, and he said, thanks, we're good. So, but we've had little things like that happen. The manganese, we don't notice a ton when we're doing it. What we're getting, and it makes a little bit of sense to me. I talked to Patrick about it today. It looks like a fine dust.
Yeah.
And he said, that could just be your line. He said, it's line scaled. He said, and the manganese is that's easing to it.
Okay.
He says, because of the higher the pH, the more it likes it. So he says, I bet you that's just your line. He says, with it on top of it, you're sitting there holding on to it. That's why you look like pepper. Mm-hmm. You shake something, you look in the glass, and you're shaking to see if it looks clear. You go down and pick it up, and all of a sudden you look close, and you can see it, and it settles out down the bottom.
All right. I'm assuming we haven't received any notice of litigation or anything.
No.
Okay. Good. So, old business, chemical safety upgrade project.
They have been down to 5. Most of the equipment has been here. As you see, we paid the first payment request there. They've been, we've cleaned 2, and that's back working. They drilled the hole, like as we said last time. They're supposed to be finished soon with Station 5. They have everything down there, basically, and in. Some of the stuff has to be moved. I met with Ryan from Taylor & Howard today and showed him some of the stuff and said, you know, this can't be where it is. This can't be where it is. And he took some pictures. He said that's why, you know, we figured we'd start here. So it's going right along. It's on schedule. The change orders, you already know of. If anything, they'll be minimum from here out. The only problem that we have right now is the skater people that we have asked them to use our A and D instruments that has been our skater people for years. They were having a little trouble getting them to answer emails and stuff. He called me personally. I talked to him and told him that Ryan had talked to the guy, Methuen had called me personally on it, Eric from Methuen. And apparently Eric was tired enough of it that he drove up to the place and actually walked into the business and said, I need to speak to so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so, and got people moving again. So sometimes when you meet somebody in person, I guess you get to move a little quicker. So at least he's a go-getter. And we got some stuff happening. It seems like everything's on schedule so far. If anything, it's slightly behind just on Station 5. It's supposed to be done by, I think, the end of the month. By the middle of the month, and they're supposed to have station. When I talked to them, Station 1, they would like to have back online by the end of the month.
Okay. 3 and 4.
They haven't even touched 3 or 4. I think their next thing is to start going over to 3, maybe hooking stuff up over there because it's not in there. Then when they can get into them, to just go 1, you know, 1, 2, and 4 as they can over there.
Okay. Next is cost of services study update.
We met with Ryan and Megan, who was doing that, and as soon as we gave it to them, they put out an RFI for a request for information, a bunch of stuff. We gave them all the information. They put it together, asked for a few clarifications on it, met with us again. They met with Ray today.
Good.
And they gave us another RFI today, which is just about done already for them. So they're moving right along, and they're right on schedule.
Because Ray's been not bugging me, but just curious why.
Yeah, they were supposed to. When I talked to them yesterday, they said they were going to be meeting with Ray at 10 today. And they did.
All right. So, Vic, I know that there was some discussion at the last couple of meetings there. Capital Stabilization. Do you want to give a brief report on that?
I'm part of this. Our position at the Prudential Committee, where there was a discussion of possible change in a bylaw that affects us, which in 1976 established the Capital Stabilization Account through the Attorney General. But it was never utilized for the water department. This was the water department specific capital stabilization account. No money's ever been put into a special account, so we've never used that. And the bylaw committee was discussing eliminating that bylaw. But I looked into this a little bit, and it's easier now to establish a capital stabilization account or an enterprise account, but in our case, we'd be talking about a capital account. There's certainly requirements to do that. One, you need a two-thirds vote of the district. So, you know, it's nothing we can do this town meeting, but the following town meeting, we ought to be prepared to do that. You need a source of funds that go into that account. A constant source of funds. And there are a couple of options that the water district ought to discuss. The fund can be set up so that it's very broad in its usage or very narrow. And again, that's an open discussion for the water district. The I think I handed out last time at the last meeting the state guidelines for establishing accounts. Anyway, the conclusion of that meeting was that the committee, the bylaw committee, voted to hold off on trying to eliminate that bylaw for 40-some years and give us an opportunity to change that bylaw and that capital stabilization account. What was supposed to go in that account were all the new installs. And Jim ran a quick summary of that, and that would have been over $600,000 over the last so many years. But as Chris says, we have very few new installations at this time in our life cycle. There's very new, hardly any properties left in that town that would be put in new installations. So we ought to look at other sources of revenue, and you might keep that one, but you know, look at additional sources of revenue. I think my feeling about this was, right now the Prudential Committee has been very good in supporting both of our initiatives. I think what we have to think about this, if we want to really have an account for land management, it's not the current Prudential Committee, it's for the future.
Yeah.
You're looking 30, 40, 50 years down the road, and having that account and the flexibility in that account to spend money on land management, I think would be a real benefit to the water district. Once that account is established, we'll need a vote of the Prudential Committee to spend the money for whatever you propose.
Okay.
But you can't withdraw that money for other purposes. So
there's guidelines for how the money can be used. You can't go outside those guidelines.
Yeah, and you have to establish them in
yeah.
bylaw.
The scope with the existing bylaw was very narrow. It's for capital expenditures only. And then again, it was funded by receipts from hookups only. And so I think the gist of it was that people felt it ought to be expanded more in order to include something like land management, land
yes.
stewardship.
Because I'd mentioned that when I was at the meeting a couple days before. And it's quite possible that when we get this rate survey and see how they come up with options of how to increase our rate revenue, we may find a little something there that can be dedicated towards this.
Yeah.
You know, just so there's a steady, even if it's a trickle, something.
Yeah.
I think getting started, and I'm walking out the door so I can say this, but I think getting started on developing a plan for that bylaw now is not too good. It gives you a year to develop
yeah.
a good solid plan, make the discussions, and then take it to town meeting next year for a vote. And I think you want to build up some understanding in the district of what the water commissioners are trying to do and what the purpose of it is. And, as I said, the Prudential Committee has been very good in supporting this, but the commissioners come and go, like we come and go, and this is something that would serve the water district for years to come.
So it's important that it's set up the right way.
Exactly.
And I'm hoping that this can be one of our little mini projects for the summertime, because nothing else has hit us yet. So we can open this up, and I was, again, hoping that just a regular citizen.
I'll help you on this.
You can come in, yeah, so
yeah.
we can
yeah,
nice. Go on. But a lot of this could be hinged on the rate survey,
yeah.
and then looking over the reports that we got from the guy that did the walk through the forest there.
Yep.
So we could try to get a direction and see if we can make things work.
Right.
So thank you, Vic. Any questions, anyone, about that?
Just on this year, we do usually have, when Jen gives that to us, with the receipts and everything, you can see on there, too, that the service connections is on there. Whatever antenna revenue we got coming in, which she calls this a capital improvement, is the fund that you were talking about.
Yeah.
That right now, we've got 2,400 in there. I'm not positive, but I think there's two more at the office right now.
Can you carry on? I mean, my daughter's calling from Florida, and I've been waiting on it.
Okay. And the other thing down there is that CVAC. Those are the things. CVAC is the one that's the metering credits from electricity.
Okay.
So they are on there. So if you're just looking for, like, roundabouts, how much yearly, this is almost with the capital improvement, that's around how much we'll be making a year on that project.
Per year?
Yeah, up to, it could be up to 3,000, 200, whatever it is.
And I think they like to see about tonight. Have to go back and read those guidelines.
Yeah.
They were looking about a minimum of $10,000 into that account.
Okay, and just while we're still in old business here, and somehow I stepped right over it on my report, the handbook.
Oh, yeah.
I got a call from Attorney Pierce. He had a big case. He apologized. He was supposed to have something by the end of April. He's supposed to have it to me by the end of this week. So if it does come, I'll send it right out to you guys too, with any comments he has on it when I meet with him.
Yeah,
that has to do with the handbook and everything.
I wrote down that the capital improvements would be $5,000 a year.
Yeah, that's stretching it. I'd say right now we're probably going to have that up to $3,600 this year. So by the time we end, I'd say I don't foresee any new ones coming in. And that's the toughest part is, you know, we might get four a year. You know, we're looking at 2,400 might be it's a stretch even there.
Right, yeah. But that's the way the old article
right.
Structured.
And then antenna revenue, we'll know exactly what's coming in. Like I said, we just switched over, so we have it written down what we're going to be getting for the next year. So that's all stuff that you can get from her, no problem. If we're going to stay up with it and everything, if you're talking to do that. But as Ray said, you know, that stuff he's already relied on coming in maybe for the big picture.
Yeah, and to kind of defer his tax.
The pie's the pie,
the tax revenue for the pie.
Our antenna revenue will go down to around 48,
yeah, something to that effect. I think it's 4,200 or something like that, yeah. For some reason, it sticks in my head.
And Verizon hasn't made, well, we won't know.
And the thing that makes me nervous right now, and we've asked the question, but I'm not positive with that, is if there's a merger between, I think it's
Sprint
and T-Mobile.
Yeah.
Those are two of our carriers right now.
Yeah.
Does that mean that if a third carrier goes on, it takes up the third position? Or is there still a fourth? You know, are we caught in something there? I don't know.
I don't think.
So what'd the lawyer think about that?
That's just a question that went out, and he hasn't answered on us on yet.
Those two use different frequencies,
yeah.
So they have to have their antenna.
So maybe they'll have to have all three of them up still. I mean, the other three anyways. Yeah.
Okay. So are we all set then?
Yes,
we are.
All right. So we've gone through all the orders of business right here. Before we set up the date for the next meeting, there's a couple things I just want to touch base with. Normally at the last meeting we have before the district meeting, we assign who's going to read what articles of warrant and stuff like that. Since both of you guys aren't going to be here, I did want to take a minute to thank you, Vic, for the last 3 years. It's been you brought a whole perspective to this committee that I don't think we had. And I firmly believe that every time we get a new person coming, that their fresh perspective or their eyes see things in ways that people have been sitting here for a while don't see anymore. And it's always an asset. And you have been an asset here, and I you know, the district's better off for all the work you've done. And I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I too would like to thank you as a mentor for the last year, because I, you know, stepping into the new role at the Water Commission, I had no idea what I would get from the both of you, gentlemen, and Chris as well. It helped me kind of get my feet wet and on the ground. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I've got to say, it's been my pleasure really to learn about the Water District, learn about the personalities, and work with people in the town. It's really been enjoyable, and it's been different for me. I've learned a lot. So thank you for being supportive.
Great. Now, Tom, I have something to say to you, and actually Mark, too. Tom's just completing his first year. Mark's coming on in June, and this next year is my last year. So usually the first item of business on the first meeting after the district meeting is that we choose the chairperson for the next year. It's always been the most senior person and all that stuff. I think it's an unusual event this year in that there's two newer people going to be taking over in a year. So just for to be thought about until we have that meeting, I just didn't know if you would consider a nomination as chairperson to get some experience while I'm still here, or not. Whatever you choose to do, I'm fine with. I just want to do what's best for the water department and the district, and keeping the continuity going and getting progress moving. So. Just think about that, and when we have that next meeting, that'll be on the table, and however we go, we go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That make sense? All right, and the last thing is, just so you know, Mark, we set up the next meeting. Usually it's the third Wednesday of every month, but it's not carved in stone. We all have lives, we all have work, we all have families and stuff like that. So it has been flexible. So if you have things you have to do, don't be afraid to bring them up because no one else has done. So the third Wednesday of next month is the 20th. You can all just, you don't have to do this thing.
No, I know.
Just check their availability for the 20th and if it's okay with everyone. You going to be around, Chris?
I got no choice. Yeah, I'll be around.
You have an office manager who can do your job.
Right, that's it, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gone that whole the first week of June, but I'm back on the 9th. So.
You back on the 20th?
So I'm, yeah, definitely. Okay. 20th works for me.
How you doing, Mark? The other option is, too, we have, it's depending on the makeup of the board, some people may have different times of the day which fit the schedule. So 6 is good, okay. All right, very good. So we're okay for the 20th of June, 6 p.m.? All right. And I don't really foresee a lot of multi-meeting months coming up this next year. This last year we had a ton of them. So hopefully there won't be any catastrophes. All right?
Sounds good.
Accept the motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn our regular meeting tonight.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
We do this all the time. We did. That's all I suppose. benefit of me being chairperson with you still on board would be that I could call you like all the time. Like, hey, how you doing? Am I doing okay? And you can kind of help me. Right. Yeah.